Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. It is a new year and I'm so excited to be on the other side. You know, in 2020, thinking about getting to 2021, it seemed very daunting because you never really knew what could happen because of COVID-19. So you didn't really know with assurance that you were going to be making it to 2021. I think in previous years, it just really wasn't a second thought. It was like, okay, we're going to ring in the new year. We're going to have some New Year's resolutions and, you know, like a second thought. But 2020 was very different in the possibility that might not be true. So it was very comforting to make it on January 1st. But then knowing that COVID-19 was still in 2021, and really reflecting on what we went through in 2020. So, what are some things that we learned in 2020 relating to grief and loss? What are some things that you learned? One of the things that I learned about grief and loss in 2020 is that grief and loss is not just limited to death only. Because in 2020, we lost a lot of abilities, depending on what part of the world you're in. So where I live, which is in Michigan, we have a very high case numbers or case levels of COVID. So things like being able to dine inside of a restaurant, that was a loss. Being able to walk outside without a mask on, that was a loss. Being able to go on vacation without thinking about COVID, that was a loss. So just everyday regular routine losses that we didn't consider before. And then grieving interactions with families and friends. So just even how you gather, you know, birthday parties, funerals, family reunions, graduations, proms, weddings, all of those things that we come together and celebrate, we couldn't do how we normally would do them. So learning how I felt about those losses on top of the deaths that were experienced in 2020. That was a mind-blowing experience because just when you thought you were okay with one thing, something else might happen. Or just when you thought you could look at your social media without seeing a post about someone dying, then here comes a post about someone dying. So what did we learn in 2020 that we can kind of bring into 2021 to kind of do 2021 a little bit different? Because we have more knowledge now. We have more insight. And dare I say it, I think we kind of got accustomed. You know, in the beginning of the pandemic, I definitely didn't want to wear a mask, and I didn't want to get a custom mask because I didn't want to feel like I was committed to this thing being around a long time. So I would just, you know, use a bandana or something like that. But as time was going on, I got pulled in to getting a custom mask here or there. I have a few. Because even in the midst of that, the custom mask could bring a little joy, bring a little fun to something that is a little uncomfortable. So now that we are almost a year in, one thing I definitely learned from 2020 regarding grief and loss is you have to find something that will bring you joy. And if you have to do it over and over and over, then you just do it over and over and over. Something as small as wearing lip gloss or lipstick. When you have a mask on, no one can see your mouth and no one can see your lips. And, you know, you feel good when you put the lip gloss on. Or, you know, I would curl my hair early on in the pandemic because I just wanted to feel good. So whatever it is that makes you happy, whether that's putting on a whole outfit to go sit in the living room for a Zoom party, whether that is, you know, putting on your favorite shoes and you're not going outside, whatever it is, do that thing. Self-care became very, very important in 2020. So I'm definitely bringing that over to 2021. I started using a meditation app, a new one called Shine. I love the app. And that app really helped me to center myself during, you know, the pandemic. And I really enjoy watching the birds and the squirrels in my backyard. So communing and connecting with nature was very, very helpful, because the other thing that we have to consider on top of the things that we've lost and grieve, we're also under a tremendous amount of stress because we're watching the news, we are on our phones, and we're getting all this bad news. And then on top of that, you have the things that are going on in the world, and it's stressful, you know. So we have to be mindful of how our bodies feel, what type of appetites we have, whether we have one or not, and we have to take care of ourselves. So I want to know, how are you feeling in 2021? I believe this is the 26th day of January, so we should all be on our vision boards and making weight goals or water goals and resolutions. You know, this is the month for all those type of things, right? So how are you feeling? Are you energized? Are you expecting great things for this year? Are you excited because we have new leadership in the White House for those of us in the United States? How are you feeling? I know for me, I'm feeling very focused. You know, I have some goals that I want to hit, things that I'm trying to do, things that have been on my to-do list way too long that I'm ready to take off my to-do list, my accomplished list. So I'm feeling really good, trying out some new things, things that, you know, maybe I wouldn't have tried before, but I'm ready and willing to try them now. So I hope that you are taking some time to slow down and think and jot down some goals, some short-term and long-term goals, some things that you can do. And creating some best practices for yourself for 2021. And I hope that you're being kind to yourself, that you're taking care of yourself, that you're still masking up, washing your hands, socially distancing from people, because, you know, there COVID is still out there and we want to see this virus leave the earth. So there are some things that we can do for that to happen, because it will happen. I hope that you're being mindful of how you're feeling. If you are experiencing a lot of death in your family or around you, because I know even though you may not personally be experiencing it, it might be someone you know who is. And we are relational people and we feel hurt and sadness and concern for other people. So we also have to be mindful of how much social media we're taking in, how much news we're taking in. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to do some things that maybe we haven't done. One of my goals for 2021 is to read more. So I am currently reading a book now. So my goal is to at least read one book a month and not be on my phone so much and not be looking at the TV so much. Because overstimulation is real and Zoom fatigue is real. So, you know, we need to give ourselves a break. We also need to give ourselves a break from sadness and uncertainty. So please engage in something fun, something that's going to edify your spirit and your soul. And I'm praying that you are safe and that your family is safe. As always, I want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that something I said is helpful for you. Until next time.